That's a Yaakov Avinu's sons rout the people of Shechem. They loot the city, they take the spoils of war, and Yaakov confronts them and says, what did you do? You ruined me in their eyes. And Shimon and Levi say, what do you mean? Like, what happened was intolerable. It's unacceptable. And we had to do something. And Yaakov Avinu is silent. And right after that, he collects his family and they take all of the idols. And it says that they buried them. And so the obvious question that we have to wonder is, why does he bury them? If they're in fact Avodah Zarah, then they should be destroyed, burned. There should be nothing left of them. And if they're not idols, right? And it's not pshat that they're idols, then why are they being destroyed? So either way, we have a question that we have to answer. So I saw a beautiful answer by Rabbi Lam in a drasha that he gave years ago, which I think resonates even to this very day. Rabbi Lam says that they weren't necessarily idols, but they were things that could be used as idols. They were things that perhaps were perceived as idols. People looked at them and said, I get it. That's something that I could worship. It's not something that I have to worship. It's not something that was an outward, 100% definitive idol. But it was something that could be viewed as an idol and could be used as an idol. And he says that within every generation, there are items like that. Items that we worship, that we can't tear ourselves away from. He imagines the scene of people doing that whole action again, mirroring what Yaakov Avinu did, but in his own time. And he said people are going to throw televisions in, people are going to throw phones in, not cell phones. People are going to throw in all things like that, because back in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, those were things that were already destroying who we are. But listen to what Rabbi Lam says. Rabbi Lam says the mistake that people make sometimes is they believe that there is something inherently forbidden about those items. And he says that could not be further from the truth. See, all of these things are not inherently idols. It's just a question of what you do with them. Perhaps idols and the word idol, spelled differently, are very much connected in the sense that when we are idle, certain things become idols. Does your phone become your idol? Does your TV, does your newspaper, any of those things, if they do in fact become idols, then they have to be buried. But Rabbi Lam says if they had been burnt, the message that his children would have heard was that the thing itself is forbidden. The thing itself is inherently evil. He says that that could not be further from the truth, and that was something that was so critical for the people to hear. The people needed to hear that their actions and their relationships with these items are what make them forbidden. And so by burying them, what you're saying is, I don't need to destroy them. I just need to put them out of reach, out of my distance, in order to ensure that I'm able to live my wholesome life, which I wouldn't be able to do so long as these things are an impediment to my growth. Have a great day.